Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
This is Freedom 106.5 FM, Speak Your Mind. And at this point, we've got a very special interview with the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries. And we've got two special gentlemen with us, Marlon Tobias.
Valon, right?
And he's, of course, a vet attached with the ministry. And we've also got Shane Mohammed, agricultural assistant too, with the ministry as well. How are you all today?
Fine, thank you.
All right, great, great. So, okay. So, of course, for our listeners, we're going to be speaking about rabies today, right? So, what exactly is rabies to begin with?
Okay, well, rabies is a fatal viral disease. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it's transmitted between animals to animals and animals to humans. So it basically affects mammals. But the specific thing about the disease is that it is a neurological disease, right? So it's a virus first and foremost, a RNA virus. So how an animal or how a person might become infected is generally through contact or through biting. Right, but you could also get it through the saliva of a rabid animal once you have a break in your skin. So once the virus enters your system, what it does now is travels towards the spinal cord and towards the brain, and then it causes damage to the animal and to the human as well that is affected.
So you spoke about it being a neurological sort of virus or so. What would be the end result in terms of the being exposed to this in terms of a human?
Okay. Well, as I said before, it is a fatal disease, right?
Fatal. Wow.
Yeah. So that meaning, death. But in the case of exposure, what there is a post-exposure prophylaxis when you would be given immunoglobulins and vaccines that would help counteract the virus, so to prevent the untimely death or unfortunate death. Yeah.
So what sort of animals usually might be prone to getting rabies or spreading it, as the case may be?
Well, in the country right now, the animal that is prone to getting it is the cattle. Right?
Cattle.
Yeah,
right.
But also sheep and goat as well. Can be affected, and the animal that transmits the disease is the vampire bat. But in other countries like the US and Canada, it can be raccoons, feral dogs, and so on.
Right. But out of these, let's see, one, two, about four, cattle, sheep, goat, and the vampire bat, which one is most prevalent, do you think?
No, well, the disease right now is isolated in the vampire bat. So they would have the disease present within them. Right. And once they bite the cattle, or the sheep and the goat, but they prefer the cattle. So once they bite the cattle, then the cattle now becomes infected with the rabies virus.
So what are the signs that the average person could look out for? Maybe those that may have cattle farms and all of those things.
Well, the signs, the rabies virus, there's two types, right? So you have the furious type and then you have the paralytic type. So the furious type is more associated in the Americas and so on. This is where, I don't know if you saw the cartoons where you'll have the angry dogs that salivate and so on. And like
and
real aggressive.
Foaming and the mouth. And,
right? So in furious form, that is predominantly what will happen. They'll have a change in behavior. They become more aggressive. They start to attack, they bite. But for the cattle, it's more of the paralytic form. So what tends to happen is they would get, it will affect the muscles in the jaw and the muscles in the throat. So you'll have excess salivation, not all the time. You also get inability to swallow. Sometimes the animals are afraid of water. So when they go close to water, you will see that they are visibly shaken. Some of them even get hind limb paralysis mostly, but they'll be uncoordinated, walking, jaded, I would say. And they also tend to have a fever as well.
Right. Okay. So what could we do to prevent, you know, getting exposed to rabies and so on?
Well, the primary means of preventing the rabies itself is vaccination.
Vaccination, okay.
Outside of vaccination, you would have trapping of the bats. So we have the anti-rabies unit in Trinidad and Tobago, and their job primarily is to go out with us and help us vaccinate, as well as they would do night trapping. So what they would do, once they identify a population or a herd that is affected, say, let's say cattle, because they know that the vampire bats go to this herd to feed, they would set up nets around the enclosure. And what this does is, once they capture some vampire bats, the bats, they tend to groom, and they have a roost or a brood where they fly back to, right? So once you they don't capture all, but they could capture 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they would paste them with a vampire acid, and then they would release the bats, and then they will go back to the brood. And once they groom each other, then now it will affect the bats, and they will die off eventually, because what it does is it affects their system, where they aren't able to fly out to feed anymore, and they need the blood to sustain themselves. So once they aren't able to get the blood, they would eventually die out.
Okay. We got some calls coming in. Let's see who's on the line with us. If you got your questions on the topic, we facilitate them. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling from Bukavu. I just stepped back inside and I heard. What's the guy name? You don't mind if I ask?
So we have representatives from the Ministry of Agriculture, our vet, Velon, and we also got Shane Mohammed with us.
Shane Mohammed. Yes, why I ask you that? I have been having a problem with my chicken and that a long, long time. You'd hear my name calling the all the time, Mr. Mohammed from Bukavu. They come, they visit my place and all these sorts of things. The guy said, I can quote him, he said, government, don't trap back again anymore, because they are not paying them, they overtime and all these sorts of things. I can quote him, Allah is my witness. I have the date and everything, but I don't have it right here now when they come and visit my place. They did visit my place. I did talk to the boss. I don't remember his name. If you call his name, probably I might recall it to you. And I am having a real, real problem with my chicken sleeping on the tree. They told me to trim the tree. I trimmed the tree. I did everything that they said to me. But many, many years ago, 20, 25, 30 years ago, they did come and they trapped some, and I saw them painted the bat and all these sorts of things, spray it with something, and the bat stopped. I'll be so thankful if they can do it for me. I live in Bukavu.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody you ask with Mr. Bukavu living in Abdul Mohammed, they will just tell you. I could give you my number, 778-7223. I'm not afraid of giving out my number.
Right.
And I don't know how you could help me.
Right, Mr. Abzal.
Yes.
Just take this number, 398-3515. Give Mark Wallen a half an hour time. I'll take your information and the ministry. We'll come out to your farm. We'll visit it. We'll make a decision on the way we'll go forward in assisting you with this, because that is what we are about today, to spread the word on how to go out and help the livestock farmers prevent their livestock from being in contact with bats. All right.
You said it's 398 what?
3515.
3515.
Yeah.
Well, now it's almost 11 o'clock. I'll call you 11:30, right?
No problem.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. I'll be so kind if you get it. Because I did went up to the Ministry of Agriculture. They sent me down Port of Spain. I went Port of Spain.
Okay.
From Port of Spain, they sent me down Chin. I went all about, because I'm very concerned of my chicken and them.
All right, thanks so much for your call. Well, that's why we have the gentleman here with us today, to give you all the information that you need. Yeah. So if you've got your questions, you can let us know, 627-3223, 625-2257. And your messages on WhatsApp, 306-1065. So we heard directly from a person who saw, you know, the capture of the bats a couple of years ago, and the coating of the bats, and they go back to their roosting and that sort of thing. So how can farmers prevent their animals from contracting it? Of course, you did say catch. If you do identify them, you try to catch the bats and so on. But how else should they deal with it in the interim? Let's say that they suspect that one of their cattle or something has it.
So in the interim, this is why we have the vaccination drive presently going on.
Right.
where we have the vets going out to the farmers, because not all farmers might be able to bring their animals for the vaccination.
Sure.
So the number again is 398-3515. Once you call this number, we'll take your name, your address, the type of livestock, and we'll of course get your contact number from the call. We'll set up an appointment where the vets will come out to your premises. We'll take a look. Once you have the animals there, we'll provide the vaccination for you free of charge, which is an initiative of the Ministry of Agriculture, and we'll vaccinate the animals, and this will prevent the animals and them from contacting rabies if right. bitten by an infected bat.
Okay, so is it a particular amount of vaccines that each farm also could access, so, or is it how
so what's
exactly
going on? The ministry have procured a number of vaccine that we think will vaccinate the livestock of the country. So if more is needed, we'll get right. the other amount. So it do have a limit on it, and again, it's free of charge.
Free of charge. So of course, the contact number again for the vaccination hotline that persons could call and share the information with your staff is going to be 398-3515, right?
Yes.
398-3515. What about animals that might be pregnant? Could they get vaccinated as well too?
Yes, they can be vaccinated as well.
So just it will not have any, you know, adverse impact or anything.
It
like
will
that.
Not have any. Well, it will have side. Some animals may have right. side effects, but it will not affect the pregnancy itself.
Okay, right. So they'll be able to carry full term and, yeah. and nothing there.
So it will have no abortion or anything with the animal once they are vaccinated during
right.
pregnancy.
Okay. So is it only through this contact number, or can persons also maybe go to your sub offices and register in terms of getting their animals vaccinated?
So what going on, we have this number, which is a direct line to the anti-rabies hotline unit. And also they could report it to the county offices. They could report it to the agriculture division in their district, or they could call anything associated with Ministry of Agriculture. Once the information is there and we get it, we'll be able to come out and do the necessary work.
Okay, great. So the anti-rabies division or initiative or so, anything else that you would want to share with our listeners in terms of about your division, the work that you've been doing? Do you need like volunteers or any sort of things like that?
Basically, we just need the information from the farmers, anybody doing backyard farming, livestock farming, where mm-hmm. we have the cow, sheep, or goat, and we'll come out there and do the vaccination for the farmers to prevent the rabies
and
virus.
What about persons that may be listening in Tobago? Is it also accessible for persons in Tobago as well?
Right now, we are doing Trinidad, and okay. I don't know if later on we'll move on to Tobago. I'm not sure what is the going on in Tobago concerning like bat bites and stuff.
Right. Well, I guess if there would have been a great proliferation of it, you would have
yeah.
saw the need to do that at this point. But so definitely for Trinidad, anybody with those issues of getting your animals infected with rabies and the bat problems and so on, you could definitely call them 398-3515 to give them your information, and they will reach out to you, and the vaccination is free of charge. And for all the animals as well, too, that you have, right? So that's going to be a wrap on our interview today. I want to thank you guys for joining us right here on Freedom 106.5. And I'll definitely share the contact info during the course of the day for our listeners that may be coming in during the course of the program. So thanks again so much for joining us right here on Freedom 106.5 FM, sharing the information all about preventing the proliferation of rabies here in Trinidad and Tobago. Got to thank Mr. Mohammed and Vala, and of course the vet from the Ministry of the Agriculture and Land and Fisheries for joining us on Freedom 106.5 FM. Have a great one, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks very much.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.